Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the first chapter of 1 John. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It was driving test time for the 73-year-old lady in Ontario. The instructor was totally prepared to take a nervous golden ager through the routine. It was something he'd done many times before. Yes, he was more than ready to deal with the anxious, uneasy, maybe even panicky candidate. But he was not prepared to test a lady who appeared to be far younger than 73. Yes, the woman was dressed like someone who was 73, and most certainly the style of glasses the woman wore looked like they might have been chosen by someone who had reached 70. And though he couldn't be absolutely sure, it looked to him like the lady was wearing a wig. Suspicious, the instructor told his supervisor, and the supervisor called the police. It didn't take much of an investigation to find out the woman was the 39-year-old daughter of the woman who was supposed to be taking the test. When asked for an explanation, the woman said her mother was too nervous to take the test. An officer said this was an out-of-character thing that she did just because she wanted to help her mother out. Yes, the police understood the woman was trying to be nice, but they arrested her because she had impersonated someone else and had falsified official legal documents. In other words, she did wrong trying to do something right. Over the years, I have seen a great many instances of people who have followed Adam and Eve's example and done something wrong trying to do something they thought was proper. Think about it. Each day we commit numerous sins. How many of those sins were done because we said to ourselves, "Today I'm going to do a lot of really bad stuff"? Not many. Think about it. How many times have we been caught with our hand in sin's cookie jar and had our excuses all ready to go? The truth is, we often commit our sins because we think it is best or advantageous or might be of help or make things easier. Still, no matter how we justify and rationalize things, the Lord says, no matter the good intention, setting your will above mine is a bad thing. And that, my friends, would leave us all without hope. To give us hope is why the Heavenly Father sent His Son into this world. Jesus' passion, sacrifice, death, and wonderful resurrection is the Lord's way of forgiving all those wrongdoers who have been called to faith. Through His work, we have not only hope, but forgiveness and eternal life. We pray. Dear Lord, forgive all the times when I have done wrong under the guise of trying to accomplish a good purpose. Let me give thanks for the Savior whose holy life has produced so many blessed results, including my forgiveness. In His name I pray it. Amen.